The masters almost surely have a plan. There's clearly maybe something there beyond the realm of man. And until you've thoroughly tested every last close trusted view, I find the more you think you know, the less you really do.
That's true, Dr. Zaius.
Very well.
Where would we be without THC? Cause we know they're lying to us, just don't know.
Holy hell, Higher Side Chatters, drinking a little drink, smoking a little smoke, and trying to tune my mind dial just right so some of this crazy world makes sense. From sunny San Diego, I'm Greg Carlwood. And listeners of this show know I don't like to waste a lot of time up front, but today is a bit of a special occasion, and we haven't had a show like this one in quite a while. But anyone who's followed conspiracy culture since the early days of the internet knows that from time to time these little sagas pop up that can be quite popular. The Hidden Hand story, or John Teeter, or the Robert Connors video. There's no shortage of them, and yes, some turn out to be hoaxes, but others could be very real. Now, one of these whistleblowers who made a huge splash in the deep end of the conspiracy pool was Donald Marshall. On December 2nd, 2011, Donald made his initial disclosure in a lengthy Facebook post that went ridiculously viral. For the uninitiated, I want to read some of the highlights to you. He says, "This is no hoax. This is no joke. My name is Donald Marshall. I have been cloned by a large secretive cult known as the Freemasons and the Vril Society and Scientologists, together called the Illuminati. They make replicated bodies of people to victimize in terrible ways. They clone children for men with underdeveloped penises to have sex with. Some very famous and politically powerful people all getting together for a disgusting time. Most of the G20 gather there to discuss worldly matters and watch gruesome things done to innocent people for sport. I have seen this firsthand and will tell all as it must be stopped. The political people started bringing movie stars and musicians there to hang around with them. They can control who remembers the cloning facilities and who will remain oblivious, even though not remembering still damages you. I know who's involved, the ringleaders and everything they do. It's basically a torture and child molesting factory. I was one of those children, but when I was young, to keep perverts off of me, I started singing songs, original songs, very good ones. They told me to keep making these songs and I wouldn't get hurt, and so I did. Then they started bringing me there every day for songs as the celebrities wanted more. They called me the goose that laid the golden egg, the phenomenon, but I ran out of ideas. Then the torture began. Now, to tell you about the ringleaders, as unbelievable as it may seem, but you must believe me, this is a world emergency. The royal family of England. Yes, Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, and Prince Charles are the worst of them. Unbelievably depraved perverts, all showing off for the celebrities that go there. CSIS, Canadian intelligence, are involved as well, including a lot of commissionaries and Prime Minister Stephen Harper himself. They do what Elizabeth says. Seem to follow her every word without question. It doesn't matter who you are. If you have a cute child or a child with a money-making ability like song-making, they will clone your child and molest them. It's a pedophile's paradise, and it must be stopped. Elizabeth secretly owns a few music companies, Universal and others, with bands under contract. She forces me, while under the knife, to compose for them. If I can't, she will stab my clone, burn me, and have her pervert thugs smash my body there. It's causing me some kind of heart damage and severe, debilitating headaches. One good person there, Bernie Mac, comedian and actor, tried to stand up and speak up for me, saying it's not right to do this to a human being. He tried to have others join him in speaking out against the clone torture zone while there. Elizabeth and Philip had him tortured so badly there as an example of their power, he had an aneurysm the next day and died. No one will speak up now. They're all very afraid of suffering the same fate. I need decent people with integrity to speak to about this filthy business, to tell who's involved. There's much more to tell, and I'm a wealth of information about the topic. Also, Elizabeth had Princess Diana killed by having someone shine the brightest light known to mankind through the window side of the car. They swerved away from it and hit the divider. It was no paparazzi. Diana survived, though, and while either on the way to or in the hospital, was injected with a high concentration of salt, which is near undetectable, and died. She did this because Diana was going to marry an Arab. Diana hated them, knew all about the cloning stuff, and wanted nothing to do with it, but was afraid of being killed, so she said nothing. I know this and many other things that I'd be happy to tell. I beg you reading this to help me. I swear this to be true with my right hand to God. They stupidly put my face on the Megadeth album, The World Needs a Hero, when I was 23, thinking nothing would ever come of it. Google image search it. I still look the same. It shows what I end up looking like after a clone gathering. I must add, they clone people from all walks of life there and chain them down to stainless steel corpse tables or drug them so they can't move, send people into the room dressed as aliens in Hollywood-quality makeup to make them think they're having an alien abduction. They even dye chicken skins gray and stretch them over a mask for realism as they perform medical experiments on people, cutting them up, probing them, and raping their limp bodies. These victims wake up and think they've been abducted by aliens but don't know where to turn and are embarrassed. The victims even sometimes try to videotape themselves while they sleep to prove they've been taken. To no avail. They're not taken. They've been cloned by the most disgusting perverts in the world. The scum even videotape these abductions to watch later as sick, demented porn. This happens more often than you can imagine. They just keep doing it to random people over and over. I'll be tortured there badly for sending you this. I might die for blanketing the world with this message. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's simply what's happening. What you're looking at right now is the most important document that's ever been put on the internet. Do nothing and allow them to continue to clone your children and sisters and wives and sons, causing them to have learning disabilities, unexplained depression and suicidal thoughts, and all kinds of other side effects. The importance of this is so heavy, people. It's the most terrible thing in the world, and this is your only chance to do something about it. Don't be afraid. Help me help myself and others. I sincerely beg you, Donald Marshall. And that's about 20% of the original message, but it's enough context for those who might be new to this. But like I said, it went very viral, and I would argue that since that time, in late 2011, 2012, most of the major conspiracies you hear about involving the elite and cloning centers came from Don's story. Now, I didn't know what to make of this. Of course it sounds pretty out there, but I don't put anything past the shadowy puppet masters. So I filed it away in the undecided column. Fast forward to the last 6 months, and you have multiple celebrities tweeting about this very thing using the hashtag #StopHumanCloning. And we've seen Nicki Minaj, Kesha, Tila Tequila, and B.O.B., as well as a few others, reference this very material. B.O.B. even tweeted recently, Donald Marshall for president. I started digging, and I found a whole lot of people still heavily involved in this material. That one letter and the one or two interviews he did at the time have spawned websites, forums with thousands of members, several very active and large Facebook groups, and this to me adds a lot of fuel to the fire. And I started trying to reach out to Don, to B.O.B., to Tila T, and finally, a woman named Laura who works with Don got in touch with me and helped set up today's show. And I'm so thankful she did, because sometimes it can be really hard to judge the credibility of this kind of whistleblower when the material is limited to just a few interviews where they cut for commercials every 15 minutes and a Facebook post. And I'm lucky now to have a pretty large light for which to hold these kind of cases up to, and allow guys like Donald a little more of an open forum where people can get a better sense of what's being presented, and if they find it to be something credible, they can put stock in. Plus, Don's mentioned new material before, and those who've remained interested in this work are very much hungry for updates and news about what's happened since that initial disclosure. Is it hard to make a judgment call from a Facebook letter? Of course it is, but give it 2 hours of THC and you're going to know one way or another how you feel about a guy. And I think that sets the stage nicely, and I guess it's best that we just dive in. With nothing to sell but the truth as he sees it, the man who knows the plan, Donald Marshall.
We're calling them out on THC, uncovering secrets and conspiracies. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
All right, folks. In 2011, Donald Marshall unleashed his first public disclosure on the internet with a letter describing his abuses in a vast underground program of human cloning by parasitic non-human entities in conjunction with the world's shadowy elite. He detailed several types of cloning done at these underground bases, most notably is REM sleep-driven clones, where as long as they've created a second body for an individual, their consciousness can be transported to these hidden husks at the push of a button. Not only is this the elite's main method of meetups in the modern world, but also the technological solution for their bloodlust and desire to torture, sacrifice, and abuse children to no end. And since Donald's come forward as an Illuminati whistleblower, he hasn't been shy about naming those from the political and entertainment realms that he's encountered below, from Queen Elizabeth, Henry Kissinger, Hillary Clinton, and Obama, to Bernie Mac, Tila Tequila, Kurt Cobain, and Mila Kunis. But as odd as this all sounds, the recent trend of celebrities actually tweeting about human cloning centers and their own abuses has prompted me to bring him on to get some insights into the latest chapters of this long, dark, far-out saga. Donald, my man, welcome to THC.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, I'm psyched for this, man. Thanks for doing it. I've tried to give people some of the cliff notes to the story there because I don't want to just rehash the previous interviews you've done, but I'm sure this is new to the majority of the people listening, so to get us started, can you elaborate on some of the main aspects of what you've been disclosing since that original letter? Anything I forgot to mention?
Well, your intro really was good. I don't know what to say now. You ruined my entire spiel.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, that Vinnie Eastwood interview pretty much detailed most of it well. So I don't want to just do another rehash, right?
But of course.
Let's see the finer points. REM cloning. When you go to sleep, you get zapped. When you enter REM sleep, you get transferred your consciousness into a clone. You don't have dreams anymore. Britney Spears, none of them have dreams anymore. They just have clone time where they walk around and talk a little bit dumber than they normally would be. It's all very clear. It's not like a dream. It's very clear. You slap yourself in the face. You won't wake up, though. And I don't know. They just got really more and more depraved over the years. I've been there since I was 5 years old. Was memory repressed until I was about 30. And then I remembered, and it was like Matrix when it floods all back to you. But, yeah, so there's that, the REM cloning. Another aspect. Well, I thought there was only a few kinds of aliens. There's way more.
Wow.
Like, I thought there was only three kinds of these Vrills. But Vrills are only one thing. And they are reptilian, lizard type. But there's other kinds that aren't lizards I didn't even know.
Yeah, what else have you been introduced to in terms of alien life forms?
Well, let's see. What people think of as grays, but they're not even actually gray. They're kind of beige. You can't touch them. They're sticky. And our finger oils, our hand oils, burn their skin.
Wow.
Yeah, I held hands with one of them that wanted to hold my hand, and I had to wear a little plastic glove. It's pretty sick. But they look remarkably like the what they call the Asgard in the Stargate movies and series. Well, just the series, I guess they're in. But they look remarkably like that. And their physiology is reptilian as well, like lizard. They don't have scales, though, but yeah. They're real small. They look just like that, though.
Man, that's interesting. So as far as your personal story goes, how did you get mixed up in this? Like, where were your parents?
Well, let's see. Little did I know. Well, my dad wasn't there, but my mother was. But I didn't see her in the beginning. I was 5 years old, brought there, and they were going to use me for what they call the diddle kit to, like, be molested by, you know, rich old men or women or whatever. But then I would scream and cry and everything, and they felt bad for me, which is rare because they don't feel bad for much. So then this old guy that was there, there's all kinds of Freemasons there, these Shriners and stuff that you see in the parades riding around on their little scooters and stuff. They're all a bunch of scum. Like, you would think, oh, they wave to the children and stuff. They must be nice. No, they're not. No. No, they're all ugly and can't get a date and would have a hard time paying for a hooker. So they mess with children. It's really crazy. So anyway, I was crying and screaming. Look pathetic. And somebody said, well, kid, what else are you going to do? What else can we use you for? Do any singing or dancing? And so I started singing a song. And they said, wow, that song was great. Sing us another song. So I did. And then little did I know, someone famous used the song and this other song. And then after a time, I became this amazing song kid that could make a song out of thin air, top 10. So then they just kept on bringing me back. And for a little while, they thought it was amazing. After a time, it just became an expected thing. It became like a magical organic jukebox that could kick and song come out, you know?
Yeah, I think that aspect is really interesting. What are some songs people would recognize that came from you originally? Quite a few.
Oh, my. Well, this topic, as a footnote, people get angry when I mention this part. They think that I'm trying to brag. I'm not. It's actually shameful because I made a lot of money for evil people. And the propagation of an alien infestation, parasiting, body snatching thing.
Right.
Crisis. And I had to mention this part because it's the mainstay of why I was there, why they kept bringing me back, and why I'm still alive. It's a long story. I'll try to put it in as much of a nutshell as I can.
Sure.
Let's see. Sing a song. Let's see. The first one I made was Lady for Kenny Rogers. And I sang it there, trying to show off for literally this. And I know it sounds absurd. I'm sorry. But for Queen Elizabeth, I sang it right to her at the Clonan Center.
Wow.
She's a depraved pervert. She's mentally insane in 5 different ways. She's got water on the brain from alcohol. I'm pretty sure she has syphilis. She's hinted at that. She was born literally, shall I say, special to be politically correct. I say retarded when I'm at cloning and in general mentioning it, just say retarded. I guess people don't like that. But yeah, she is. She's really whack by many ways. And from being in proximity to scary aliens for most of her life. At cloning, right?
Right.
It traumatizes you, I guess. But everybody at cloning is afraid of her. And they all do what she says. Well, I didn't want to go there. After a time, I gathered up my courage and told her I didn't want to go. And then, well, she was always really setting me up to be a victim. She wanted, well, besides the song making, that was just a bonus. I was always meant to be a victim there. She wanted to actually make it look like I was a bad person or evil so that people wouldn't care or even try to defend me, make an attempt to speak up for me, because she has nothing. I'll tell you how it is with her, because she basically runs the place. She's not a victim. She's not a hostage. She runs the place, and everyone is even scared to say that they don't want to go there, because then she'll insinuate that she's insulted that they don't want to be her friend. The entire royal family is there. Charles is crazy too. He's been around talking to me at cloning ever since I was a kid. They made an exception with me. I was allowed to go there on adults night when there were no other kids there. I would go there. And let's see. She has nothing, right? She has no gimmick. You see, in the past, it was only politicians.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gathering place, a meeting place for politicians to come and discuss worldly affairs. And in the event of emergencies, they could, talk to each other and smooth things over. But then everybody started getting bored. So then they started bringing Marilyn Monroe and different film stars and stuff to make it more exciting. Well, that kept going, and then they tried to turn it into a little private club where everyone would go and do depraved things and be in this exclusive club of superheroes that can't die.
Right.
You can die as a clone and you'll live in real life, and they have a way to turn off your pain sensors so you can jump down the stairs, break all the bones in your body, and look up and laugh and die, and just come back into the next clone body if they have like at least 2 of you made. Like, they can make multiples and leave them to be activated one after the other, which is what they do with me a lot.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth has no gimmick. Now, when she's there, all she has, like, Brad Pitt and Angelina and Jolie are there. Everybody you can think of that's the biggest people are there.
Damn.
And she wants to be seen and heard. She's desperate. She's what you call an attention, well, I won't say that word, but an attention promiscuous person. You can understand the word that I'm thinking.
Right, whore.
Yes, well, I don't know if you're allowed to semi-swear on this show.
Absolutely, anything goes, whatever you need to say.
Oh, fucking excellent. Well, she has nothing. You see, she'll stand up and she'll go, oh, I'm the Queen of England, right?
Right.
And wave her hand in her signature wave. And she'll go, oh, I'm very powerful, I'm very rich. And that's all she has. After that, she has to sit her fat ass down and not say anything because she's boring. She has nothing, no gimmick, nothing. She has no talents, no skills. She's semi-retarded, and she make herself sound stupid. She has nothing. You can't sing or dance. She's not interesting. That's all she has to say to all of the celebrities. So when she found me, she then had a little doggy that she could control and walk around on a leash in front of everyone. Look what I have, this magical boy that can sing songs out of thin air, right? Mm-hmm. So she used me like that and kept me like that. And then, there's even more grodier aspects to her and I, my relationship in the past. I won't get into that, right. Though.
Let me stop you for just a second. You know. I'm hearing some music in the background, I think.
Ah, yeah, I got the spa channel on. I'm going to turn it off.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Cool.
Let me ask you a couple more questions about music, because I've heard you say that they use you and others in drug-induced rituals to come up with musical lyrics, and then there are not Nicki Minaj, but that other one. Oh, people like Kesha, who came out and said, hey, I'm forced to use certain lyrics in my music. I don't want to. How does this work? And does it make the music more hypnotic? Is there an esoteric element to what's going on with the music?
I can explain. Okay. Nicki Minaj and Kesha both use songs that I was forced to make. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to go back to 1980. I was making these songs, and after I made a certain amount of songs, a bunch of freaks there started thinking there were religious connotations to what I was doing. They thought, some of them even said that I was being whispered these songs, melodies, and lyrics into my head from God, even though only a percentage of them even believe in God there. Well, after a time, because I did it all through the 80s, like Bon Jovi, Wham, a bunch of them, but not all songs for them, only like two or three on each album they would have. But the strange thing was, and I don't know why, maybe just because of practice, people only wanted to hear those two or three songs. They were the headliner songs. And I don't know why. So then after a time, I was a teenager, after a while, they started just using songs just from me. Like, a good example is this band called the Georgia Satellites. They got a song from me called Keep Your Hands to Yourself, you know? And they were like a one-hit wonder. Because of that song, and that was the one song that I made for them. He even went on Much Music here in Canada, that's MTV in Canada, and he said, listen, there's a bunch of other songs on the album, why don't you listen to those too? And the radio would only play that one song. It's because of the melody. Nobody wanted to hear any of the other songs because they didn't have a stick-in-your-head melody. And I kind of know how to do that. After a time, I learned how to, you know, do that. And it does go to a psychological level in a way. Music is hypnotic, right? But in the past, after I was making these songs, I couldn't come up with ideas sometimes. So then Elizabeth and the rest of them would start to threaten me with being harmed, tortured, literally. Like, they can cut the skin off you there. And it feels just like real. And you'll wake up the next day all sick and everything. But it really is a good motivational tool mm-hmm. to get what you want from someone. And, well, it worked. Eventually I would start singing out a song. I referenced this in hints in many songs about, you know, getting tortured and dreams and this and that, and like hearts and souls and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like vague hints about cloning. Some of them aren't vague at all. Some of them are very obvious. And I did them all because I wanted to use them in the future. When I eventually betrayed them and came out with all of this publicly, however, I thought I was only going to get one shot at it and then they would kill me. So I did what I could, but little did I know they were never going to kill me. They wanted me to tell about all of this. And they're all cowards themselves. Like, no one wants to be the first person to talk about it.
Yeah.
But, and they're using me as like a scapegoat to do that. And no one wants to really be the first person to corroborate my claims either, because mm-hmm. they never know if they're going to get killed. Other people have already been killed.
You did talk about Bernie Mac in your original letter as someone who tried to help you, and the elite tortured him and gave him an aneurysm.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen any more recent high-profile deaths that are related to this underground saga?
Whitney Houston, they killed her.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't even a real person anyway. She was something weird. There's these things called alien parasite hosts, and they're all over the world. And you have most likely seen them in the grocery store and everything. It's like that movie, They Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have this. Man, it's crazy. Let's get this out of the way. There's a certain type of alien that has a biological property to their body. Now, it's called a Vril type 1. Different aliens, seems only the lizard type. Some of them have this biological property to their body where they can parasite another mammal, or I don't know if there's other things they can do it to, but it seems mammal is the prevalent thing that they use. Once in their life, I said this before, once in their life they have this proboscis that can eject from the top of their head, and it's basically their small brain and spinal cord, where most of their brain is spinal cord. And it comes out once in their life. It can't go back in. If they don't have a place to put it, they will die. But they can put it into someone's eye. No, not into their eye, around their eye to the back of the eye. And this thing, this proboscis, they call it, will spiral around the optic nerve of a mammal's eye until it gets into a certain spot in the brain and inject a cellular parasitical compound, which is just the contents of the spinal cord. It comes right up and goes out the top. Now it goes into the head of the person and parasitically takes over all the cells of the brain. Now they have to recover after this for like a month. Like, say they do it to a human, they can do it to horses and dogs and everything. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it takes up a human like a month to recover. And they can only lay in bed, get up periodically to maybe force themselves to eat and then lay down and sleep again. After this, they can stand up and look around and say, I feel much better now, right? Life as a human is better, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And while using a human's body and brain, they become smarter. They can even access the past memories, not all of them, but the past memories of the human that they body snatch. It is a literal crisis. It's the biggest emergency the world's ever faced, worse than Nazis. And Nazis are down with them.
Right. I did want to ask you a little bit about the history there. How has the Vril lizards interfaced with our human elite throughout time? How did they get connected?
Well, it's all because of Hitler, supposedly, but from recent revelations that cloning seems it's even way further back than that. But Hitler looked into history and found out about some stuff. and it's public knowledge, he went to Tibet on a pretty much $1 billion expedition. It would cost in these days money. Went to Tibet to find out, and then he found a couple overall type ones there with these monks. The monks protect them because they revere all life. Mm-hmm. Even these dirty, evil lizards that kill people, poisonous things. Well, Hitler took a couple of them because they said that they knew where this magical place was, Shangri-La.
Right, inner Earth stuff.
Yeah, inner Earth stuff. But they knew where to point on a map where you had to go, and it's Antarctica. So Hitler sent an expedition to Antarctica, and they went down underground, and they found another type of Vril. And the Vril type ones. The type 3s are the tall, long-necked grays type of things. Well, and they found an abandoned Atlantean base with a bunch of technology. Like, it was like a hangar with a bunch of stuff. Like, big place. And so they got all this stuff and started back engineering it. And it worked. They started figuring out saucers and everything.
Wow. Like,
they didn't invent it, though, themselves. They just back-engineered it. But eventually they improved it, like, with gyros. Like, in the past, saucers didn't have very good horizontal stability control. But now, with, those Segways that people ride around on,
mm-hmm.
and they don't fall down, that's because of something inside of it called a gyro. A spinning horizontal disc that keeps it upright,
right,
without falling over. Well, they started putting these in saucers, and it kept them more horizontal, stable. But Hitler is still at this place. I've spoken to him there.
Wow.
Joseph Stalin is still at this place. He has a lot of say there, Joseph Stalin.
So you say that Hitler was the first to make contact in maybe this round, but the royal families of Europe had to be in contact with these things beforehand, right?
They were, but the thing is, these things come up under Earth in many, many different places, like worms from underneath the apple peel. And they're not all in contact with each other. There's different regions. Some of them have different dialects and everything. It sounds like clicks and gurgles when they talk.
Makes sense. Like the people on the surface planet. We're not all in communication. There's still some tribes that are completely off the map, and we all speak different languages. So that makes sense.
Yep. And some of these Vrils, like the type 1s, they have scales. Some of them are red scales. Some of them have black scales. Like they're under the Middle East. They're under England in some spots. Under Scandinavia. And they would come up and communicate with humans there. But they didn't know about the other regional Vrils. Like, they knew that there was others around. But so, yeah, England knew about them. They used to call them fae folk, fairies, and leprechauns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gnomes, dwarves. Germans used to call them doppelgangers because of their mimicking ability, how they can mimic other human beings.
Hmm.
Like, there's a lot of stuff in myths that are true, like Vikings and stuff, used to call them trolls.
I mean, it makes sense. There has to be an original source for some of that stuff.
Yeah. And so Elizabeth found out about them when she was young, and everybody kept them secret because they used them for politics to replace people, because they were always agreeable to take someone over and then play the part.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they can live well and, you know, get to live as a human. Because life as a human is much more better than a dirty lizard living underground.
I understand that. Man, it is a lot to take in. And I sat on this for a long time. I've seen your original letter close to the time it originally came out. I find it interesting, but there's not much we can do to really vet this information or know what really goes on in secret underground bases. But in the past few years, you have had several big-name artists coming out about this, which boggles my mind even further. I mean, sure, Tila Tequila is saying some stuff, but then you have Nicki Minaj and most recently B.O.B. both tweeting from their own accounts, hashtag stop human cloning. I mean, do you feel a little bit vindicated by some of this?
A little bit, but it really didn't do very much, did it?
Right, I mean, it raised a little bit of awareness, but
it raised a couple eyebrows, and then people are like, oh, that's very interesting. Oh, well. So, I don't know. Where's the revolution, man?
Like, that's true.
But Tila Tequila, mind you, she, well, I've had lots of experience with her cloning. She'll hear this too. She's not a very nice person. Mm. she's used songs that I've made for her too. Like Rihanna's song Umbrella was supposed to be for Tila. But the problem is Tila can't sing very well. And so they used it for someone else. Like the problem with Tila, she doesn't really have any skills. That's why she's doing what she does now, or little Twitter rants that are pointless. And see, all she has is that one reality show and part two of a reality show, Chance at Love, Shot at Love. That's all she got, really, and she's desperate for fame. Now, she thought that I was going to be very famous soon, so she thought, oh, I'll help him now. Mind you, she stabbed me at the place herself, like for a joke, like as a gimmick to be out there to be seen and heard.
Wow.
Now, she asked me to forgive her. I said, yeah, yeah, if you help me, you'll redeem yourself, and I'll forgive you, I guess. So she went on radio. She was supposed to do this radio show about the evil nobilities of something or other, but she did a surprise topic. She made the entire thing about cloning centers and what happens there. So I was very glad. I listened to it live, and I was like, oh, wicked, this is going to be awesome. And well, that very night, when she went to sleep, I was asleep at the same time. I was there, sitting in the stands, whereas I'm usually down in the dirt arena. She got threatened that night. She's like, what are you doing? You're not allowed to do that. And she said, oh, what are you going to do, kill me? And they're like, no. We'll have you tortured until you kill yourself to avoid the pain. Then a big Vril Type 3 came out. Like, they're pretty tall, long-necked grays. They even put what they look like in the Star Wars movies, the prequels, like the Attack of the Clones, they're in it. They're the Kamino aliens. That clone people, they look just like that, but those are young ones. Those are the best-looking type of ones that you'll ever see. They're young ones. They get a lot uglier than that. Those ones in that movie must be the best-looking ones ever possible. Yeah, eventually when they get old, they start looking like Pumpkinhead from the horror movie. She was scared for a minute. I was watching, and one of these things came out, and it's like, they could talk. It said, why are you talking about us? She goes, I didn't. I talked about cloning centers, not about you. She says, no, you were talking about us. You're going to get us all eradicated. So she's like, no, I'm trying to help him. And what it did, it came up within like 3 inches of her face and screamed in her face. And it just kept on screaming. And the jaw opens up on the bottom, kind of like the Predator, you know, from the Predator movie. Mm-hmm. And it opened up and it just, in her face. And it's kind of a high-pitched screech, whereas you would think it was like a deeper, more scary thing. But it was a high-pitched screech, and it just screamed and screamed, and her hair is flying back, spit coming out of the thing's mouth and everything. And it just screamed, but to her credit, she just stood there. She didn't fall down a crumble or anything. I was impressed.
Wow, man.
But after that, she didn't say nothing. She went out. Well, they told her that she now has to start looking like she's mentally ill to discredit herself from anything that she has already said.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, she sure did. She sure did. And, well, now she doesn't say much.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, these public statements definitely have made me more open to this idea. I mean, there's the Nicki Minaj stuff, but I also wanted to point out exactly what B.O.B. said about it, because he wasn't shy. He dropped about 20 tweets on the subject saying things like, Ever notice a celebrity missing their tattoos or piercings? Cloning Center. Anytime you see a celebrity randomly lose their minds? Cloning Center. He said, I swear I don't want attention or money or fame anymore. I just want to get the truth out. The truth that you've all been hidden from since birth. And probably my favorite, the deception is so deep, like literally deep, within the earth. What are your thoughts? Have you talked to B.O.B.? Are you aware of his presence down there? Have you seen him down there?
I met him at cloning, but he remembers very little, but at least he remembers something. He's what you call memory repressed still. I don't know why they are allowing him to even talk. Mind you, my favorite tweet was Donald Marshall for president. But yeah, we talk on video chat all the time.
Wow. Now B.O.B. also tweeted a lot about the earth being flat. Was he just getting too excited about conspiracies he read about, or is there something to that?
Oh my God. Well, I wasn't happy that he did that. See, I don't know if the earth is flat or round, and I don't care because I got to get the cloning center shut down and all these creepy crawler body snatch things found out about. And whether the earth is flat or round, we'll find out about that in the end anyway by default. Right?
Right. I guess if you're being tortured at great lengths for the duration of your life, you really aren't worried about the composition of such a prison.
No. And the end result of even if the earth is flat, which I don't know about, and I don't care about, I didn't research it, I don't really care. If it is flat, that has really bad connotations for our existence, because then that means that we're all an alien ant farm, basically, and body farm, basically, you know? And I don't know. I haven't looked into it, but I don't think the Earth is flat because, I don't know, it could have been faked, but I've seen the space shuttle take off and take pictures from orbit. Although that could have been faked, sure. Big deception.
Right. NASA's apparently really front-loaded, heavy-loaded with Masons and this whole Illuminati establishment.
Oh, yeah. They wanted me to join the Freemasons. Hmm. They got a lodge in Halifax here. I ain't joining, though. I hate them people.
All right. So it makes everything NASA says pretty, makes you skeptical.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of Freemasons at cloning, Scientologists, Mormons. There's a lot of different factions. But there is a lot of Freemasons. Like, parts of their levels of knowledge are, like, cloning, Vril, different things. Mm-hmm. They know about it all. There's a lot to it. Like, there's a lot to say. We can't even get it all out in 2 hours.
What else can you tell us about? Maybe, are these experiences still happening? Is there anything that's happened in, say, the past 6 months that's really interesting?
Oh yeah. Like, I haven't been there for about 5 days now, but they sporadically bring me there now. Like, you may have noticed, a lot of people say there's not really much good music out these days.
Right.
That's because I don't do it anymore. I refuse to help them. Like, they put me into a drug-induced state there, and I have mumbled out a couple of songs and people still use them, but they're stuck for songs now. I didn't just do songs. I made movie concepts and everything. Toy ideas, small inventions, like nothing like technological or anything, but just little things like George Foreman grill and stuff like that.
Hmm.
George Foreman did not invent the George Foreman grill.
That was you.
Yeah.
A Donald Marshall original. So you mentioned you were there 5 days ago. Like, tell us, give us an example. Like, what happened 5 days ago in this specific trip?
Let's see. Well, about 3 days prior to that, I popped up there and Elizabeth herself, from the front row of the crowd behind the hockey boards, says to me, "This is goodbye, Don." And I was like, "Oh, great." And they used to bring me there every night. And she says, "This is goodbye, Don." I was like, Oh, good. I can't wait, because she said that so many times and would bring me back the next night and say, ha, 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 ha. Right?
Right.
Like an insane, monotonous joke. And everyone else would laugh, but not smile as they laugh, because they have to laugh. It was pretty insane. She would keep on doing it. And she knew that it wasn't very funny, but she would keep on doing it. It would be hard to explain her thought process. She knows that people there don't even like her, but they have to pretend like they like her. It's unbelievable. Well, is this your last time here? I was like, okay, good. I can't wait. Yeah, great. It was really short. I was only there for about 30 seconds. And I was deactivated. When they deactivate you, I've seen it on video and other people that have been deactivated. You just drop limp to the floor. And then either you have no dreams or you'll start to have a dream, a real dream, right? And then you'll wake up the next day and you'll remember it. But then, of course she lied and I was back again. And this other guy, a Freemason, was there. They were all pissed off. And I was in a reduced size body of myself. They call it a homunculus. They can make normal size clones of you that look almost exactly like you. You'll have different facial wrinkles and stuff around your eyes and stuff. It doesn't look exactly like you. Each one comes out looking slightly different. These duplication clones. It's not like the ones that are grown from babies. You grow full-sized in a tube. But let's see. He was talking about, why can't you just come here? We really like you. You're awesome. We want you to stay here and hang with us. And I'm like, nope, not going to happen. I already told you. Leave me alone. So anyway, that he ended up stomping on my head until I was like unconscious and I don't know, probably died, but that would be the last time I was there. But that was the reason why I was in a reduced size clone, because this guy is a fat old man, couldn't beat me. And that's why I was reduced size, so he could win. And they stomped my head because they're all insulted that I don't want to hang around with them. They're all incredibly disgusting there. And they got really confident with how they can do whatever they want to anyone there. And when they victimize or kill someone in real life, it deters anyone from speaking, right? But with me, it's different, because I always thought that I was just going to die anyway. So I was like, I'll do what I can since I'm doomed anyway. And so they couldn't control me in that aspect. But other people are still scared. And mind you, Nicki Minaj, she erased that tweet after she made it. But other people copied it, thankfully. But don't be deceived. She used to use songs from me as well. And she wasn't talking about it when she was up and coming. And now she's all famous and has money, and now she doesn't want to be a cloning anymore. That happens with some of them sometimes.
I understand that. So let me ask you, are there any songs or sets of lyrics or phrases that have yet to be used? Or is there anyone that you've seen recently down there that's kind of being resistant in a Bernie Mac type of way? Or anything you could say that, you know, skeptical listeners might be able to pick up something in the news and be like, wow, Donald Marshall was right.
People are already saying that now.
That's true. There definitely is some of that. But is there anything else you could say about the future, perhaps, that might lend some more credibility to the case?
Well, there's no front runners now. Like, everybody seems scared. Like, there was another girl called Krayshawn, this not-so-famous rapper.
I saw that. She does have a 500,000 Twitter followers and the blue check mark, which is hard to get. But she did tweet that she had seen the cloning centers.
Yeah, I didn't know she had that many, but at least she didn't erase her tweet, like cowardly little Nicki Minaj. Yeah, she said it. I met her at cloning. I made one or two songs for her when she was younger. Didn't really seem to help very much anyway. Everybody's like, oh, Nicki Minaj posted. It's really something, but a few years ago, Nicki Minaj wasn't anything. She was just a black girl with a big ass, you know?
Right.
Like, she raps okay and stuff, but I actually find her that she sounds annoying. Like, a squeaky voice and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not listening to a lot of Nicki Minaj myself, but another one I wanted to ask you about before we started recording, you'd mentioned Ryan Reynolds. What's his involvement?
He's there. He's probably been there since he was a kid getting used for his ass. not to be so crude sounding, but that's what they do.
It is what it is.
They promote these people for their agreement to be molested children when they're young, usually. Or they have rich parents that are involved. There's a lot of Jewish people there. But then again, there's a lot of Nazis there, too. So I don't know how that works, because they supposedly don't like each other.
Right. Neither do Democrats and Republicans, they say.
Yeah. It's weird, man. It's really weird. And, like, take for instance, here's a good example. There's this little girl, little Jewish girl, and she has rich parents at the place. Now, they said, make her a song, Donnie. We want her to be famous. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. But I was thinking, I'm going to think up a really annoying song. So I said, I made this song called Friday. Oh, my God. But I did it in a real strange voice, right? I did it in a really annoying fingernails on the chalkboard voice. And the song goes, it's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. And it's really annoying to me. And I assumed it would be really annoying to everyone.
I think it was.
But no, people listened to it. They advertised it over and over again. And this little girl is famous now. I don't know why. And people listened to it. And the way that she sang it, she even sang it in an off voice that was kind of squeaky intentionally. It's just to sound like me when I did it, which is strange because they also said mispronounced words that I said at cloning too, and they still do it with the mispronounced word. Or even a word that doesn't rhyme in a line, you know? It's really strange that way.
Right.
But I forget her name, but she's semi-famous now. And I don't know why they do this. It's really weird. Like, there's a lot of hosts in the world. There's a lot of parasitized hosts in the world. Mm-hmm. More than I thought.
I think that girl's name is Rebecca Black.
Yeah, that's it.
But I mean, that wasn't so long ago. That was a fairly recent one. What was the last song that you ended up writing for someone that you can remember?
I can't even remember. There was like five.
Hmm.
I can't remember. Someone else just asked me that, and I'd have to think about it because I've been always refusing lately for the past long time. But they pre-inject me with drugs before I'm activated there. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like all blurred and sing out something and they use it. But it's even hard to remember now.
I'm sure. Being in a drug-induced torturous stupor.
Yeah. Like, I don't do drugs in real life. I used to smoke weed every once in a while, but I can't even do that now. And, you know, I don't do any drugs. I drink beer now, but that's about it. And I only started drinking beer. So, yeah, some people have said, oh, he's a drug addict. He's, you know, he's on the crack or something. But I'm not. I wouldn't have the money to pay for drugs anyway.
So, you mentioned about being killed, and I've heard you go back and forth saying that you thought they were going to kill you for speaking out and then saying that they can't kill you. What's the deal there? Because it seems like you're one of the only people going on at length about this. Why let it continue for 4 years?
Well, for one, I didn't know it, but they wanted me to tell all about it. They used to threaten that they were going to kill me and stuff. but it was just empty threats. They said that even though I was assured that I most likely would be killed, they said that since I went on with it anyway, it makes me look like I'm brave or glorious or something. But in the past, you know that Eminem song, "It'd Feel So Empty Without Me."
Mm-hmm.
That's I made that song when they were talking about they were going to kill me, right?
Wow.
And that's pretty much how it is. It would feel empty without me for them because, I don't want to make people mad because I don't believe this part, but they try to say that I have a religious significance, saying that I'm Mr. New Age Savior of the world. Some people have tried to say that I'm reborn Jesus, but I'm not. You'll never hear me saying that I'm the New Age Messiah or anything. But what I have said is after this is all known, people will then refer to me as the Savior of the human race. But, you know, that's a given. Once all this is known and it's dealt with, people will say that. But, you know, I don't think I'm Mr. Holy Holy or anything. But they go on with the Nostradamus prophecies and say that it's me. And Nostradamus says that the New Age Savior is supposed to have the initials DM, which I have. And he has a picture book with pictures of the guy that look like me. And that's kind of scary. But a lot of these Nostradamus quatrains, I can tell what they mean. And supposedly only the big guy in the end knows how to decipher them. But other people can, so to a point, too. But a lot of it's about cloning. So you'd have to be a cloning and have been there when I was there to be able to tell what he's even talking about.
Fair enough.
But they used to tell me about that when I was a little kid, Nostradamus stuff. And I never believed it. I thought they were a bunch of freaks. But now some of it really fits.
Right.
I actually think there's something to it now.
Well, another thing I was going to ask you about, because in the original letter, as far as prophecies go, you had said that they say the world finding out about cloning will set the stage for the end of the world in 2012. And, you know, what happened there? A lot of people were talking about 2012, but it seems to have not been so special.
Yeah. Nothing happened. Well, they made a lot of excuses. They said that it's not even actually 2012, that the years are off, you know. Also, they said it just wasn't supposed to happen at 2012 or whatever. Like, they have people there that make prophecy stuff happen. They're called the Pharisees, right? Rich people from different regions of the world. And they make prophecy events happen to, as they said, keep religion viable, to make it look like different religions are real for the masses. They make things happen. Like, I don't know what they're going to do now. Before this big savior emerges, there's supposed to be like an enormous destruction and 3 days of darkness, right? So that's pretty much the last thing to happen now. I thought it would be at the end of the four blood moons from last year. But no. And at cloning, a lot of people that do want to be out of the place have always been real excited. Oh, excellent. At the end of these four blood moons, it's finally over, right? Exposed and we're free. But then it gets pushed back again. And they go, oh, no, we have to wait for this. Like, Elizabeth says this. Hell, even the Pope is there. Not just Pope Francis, Pope Ratzinger, and even Pope John Paul II, he's only mostly dead.
Wow.
He survives in a clone. He's still there. He knows all about this. He's always known all about this. I used to talk to him when I was a kid.
I did think of one other name recently that you might have some comments on, and that's David Bowie.
Ah, I've seen him there, but I haven't had much contact with him.
Some of his last album was pretty cryptic.
I didn't even listen to it. Yeah. I kind of got disenchanted with the entire thing, just because, I don't know, I'm a little bit disappointed. I already put this out. I didn't think it would take this long. And if you look at everything, like especially the corroborating posts and articles and, you know, different celebrities saying this and that, it's already proven, really. All the finer points, they're already proven. And there hasn't been an uprising yet.
Well, you know, I'm definitely willing to help as much as possible. If you can contact any of these people, B.O.B., Nicki Minaj, or Tila, let them know. I'm happy to have them on and let them speak their piece.
I might be able to get Bob on your show.
That'd be great.
But, you know, I don't want to speak for him or anything.
Of course.
But, you know, he talks to me a lot. And yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly large platform of eager listeners, open-minded people who are looking to hear these kind of things, because you can't break it out in traditional media, of course. We know that. But why not speak to where the people are willing to listen?
Yeah, that would work. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime, man. But yeah, I guess as we're winding down here, I'm also kind of curious. This is a little personal, but I'm curious how you get by day to day and pay the rent, because you're not out here trying to sell anything. You're not selling books or DVDs. You're just...
That was one of the best parts.
Right.
When I wasn't writing a book and selling it or selling tickets to a seminar, people were like, "Oh, wait a minute. This isn't normal. This isn't like what the others do." So that even gave me a little bit more clout on internet. I'm on disability right now for an injured neck. Years ago, I got smashed in the neck in an altercation from some miscreants. Huh. I got in a fight with two guys and somebody smashed me in the back of my neck with a big stick, and I was all messed up. So now I'm on, for the time being, I'm on disability.
Damn. Well, before we go, is there a website people should check out? Of course, the previous interviews, but a place where people can go to learn more and maybe get in contact with you or donate if you're doing that kind of thing?
Let's see. Not really looking for donations or anything, but hey, somebody can buy me a car if they like. let's see. There's Donald Marshall Revolution. I think it's .com. Then there's DonaldMarshall.com. There's DonaldMarshallProBoards.com, where all information is categorized and archived. There's even a search engine on it.
And you do have some people helping you that have been helpful to me in getting you on today. I think Laura is one of them. But are there other people helping you?
Yeah, I have a good many helpers. Smart people that know what I'm saying is true. And, I plan to reward them all in the future very well. They know it. But some of them aren't even looking for that. They just, you know it's an emergency crisis in the world. But they're brave people.
Yeah.
And they work for free.
That's the best kind. Wow, man. Well, this has been quite a lot of information. We're getting near the end of the show here. Are there any other important things to say while we have the people's ear?
There's a lot more important things to say, but we are in a time frame, you know. I don't know. Just tell people to stay tuned. World events. Syria, Turkey, Vladimir. I want people to realize, too, you and everyone else must see all of the positive, sickeningly sweet, positive posts about Vladimir. He's so good. He's doing this. He's so good. Vladimir is savior of the Christian people. Vladimir pets puppy. Vladimir does this so good. Vladimir does that so good. It's all reverse psychology. It's fabricated. He's the closest thing to the Antichrist that I could ever imagine. He's incredible. Like, it's bad. It's real bad.
So look out for Putin. I guess one other thing we should note, I think is a pretty good point, is that if if this was all slander and libel, with the names that you've named, you'd think somebody might come after you for this if it was all made up.
You would think that, wouldn't you? You would think that.
But it's radio silence, right?
They ain't doing nothing because they ain't allowed. And in the future, when I do have political authority, just for even calling me a dick, I'll have them put in prison. They're all scared, man. Like, they can't speak against me. In the future, the entire populace will hate them for the rest of their fucking days. Oops, I said F word. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's cool.
The populace would hate them for the remainder of their life if they ever said anything bad about me. Because in time, you know, everybody gonna love Donnie. And rightfully so. So, you know, they don't dare. No celebrity, no nothing. And a lot of people that actually think that I'm a liar and stuff, well, nobody really does anymore. But back in the day they did. They would send everything I said to these people, personally, the celebrities and stuff. And then the celebrities would erase those comments and block the people that sent them. Even though those people were against me and for those celebrities, they would ignore them totally, ignore them like the plague. People have even sent everything I said to the police. The police don't do anything either. Gets put on the back burner because the high ups in the police know who the hell I am and know what's going on. It's that, like, obvious. It's, man. It's going to be cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, you do have a really impressive network of supporters considering how fringe and far out this disclosure is.
Yep, but it's already been corroborated so much that people just know. It's in movies and everything. Like even the Avatar movie and the Inception movie, you know?
Right.
Consciousness transfer into an alternate body. They put that out all the time just in hopes that the rest of the populace will save them, you know? And eventually they will.
Well said, man. And that was awesome. Right on. Well, thanks so much for sharing all this with us. And I guess we'll have to end it here, but stay safe out there.
I will try. You too.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You got it. Thanks for doing it. All right, guys. There it is. Man, I didn't really know what to expect there. Like I said, there isn't a ton of content out there from Don. And I think the full 2-hour show here marks his longest interview. But I had to jump at the chance with all these celebrity tweets and comments happening, and you'll have to decide if it was worth it, or if you take Don at his word. Of course, look into articles and disclosures on cloning and see if you find similarities. My litmus test is going to be B.O.B. getting in touch with me to do a show. That seems pretty unlikely, so we'll see if Don can swing it, but we'll see where things go. And I'm kind of speechless at this point, I have to say. Lots about their stuff in the first hour, and in the second hour for Plus members, it ramps up even more. Vatican secrets, Obama, the Akhenaten clone. Don tells us that the pyramids were built to catch Vril in a type of roach trap situation, and that Vril lizard scales are on display in an Egyptian museum. We talk about the chip in Amanda Bynes' head, Mila Kunis encounters, George Norrie, David Wilcock, and other Fox truthers who are really hanging out in the cloning centers. Who can be trusted and who can't? Don also talks about his encounter with radio host Roxy Lopez at the cloning centers. Very brutal and violent tale there. Hybrid creatures Don seen, and his battle with the spider horse and the pig mole rat. It's intense. And if you're familiar with THC and the caliber of shows I think we've had lately, you probably have a good idea where I stand on Don and his disclosures. It's hard to say, but he also mentioned secret tech that's down there. The secret functions of the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, bird-type aliens, the dark crystal component, it's a whole ball of wax. But if you want to hear the second half of the show and all the great shows I've been doing here for the last couple of years, sign up for THC Plus. It's $5 for 5 shows a month. It's not my favorite system, but it keeps me from annoyingly begging for donations all show, keeps us stable, and keeps us ad-free. Not that I could depend on any company to sponsor these types of conversations, but you get the idea. It doesn't get any more out there than the Higher Side Chats. Of course, this is the fourth show of the month, so longtime listeners know I like giving money back to you guys in the Money Bomb. A lot of people talk about doing something. We try to do something, and that will happen next show. So watch your emails if you're involved with that, and I will talk to you then. I've done my part.
Your move, real lizards of the Illuminati and your secret cloning centers. Your fucking move.
Oh no, you see, the world isn't random, it's attached to puppet strings. Control over everything. The 9 to 5 is trying to steal ya. Now don't that job seem silly? Hello, can you hear me? Or should I play back recordings from some spy agency? Wish we were younger and free. I'll be thankful when it's all exposed, the vast conspiracy. There's such a difference between us and the damn rock.
We're well aware there isn't a shortage of podcasts in the world, but the Higher Side Chats is something special. And if you enjoyed the first action-packed power hour of speculation and education in today's show, know that you can listen to a second hour by becoming a member of THC Plus. For $5, you'll get 5 uninterrupted 2-hour episodes a month, a members forum, occasional bonus content, free downloads of THC's closing music, a private RSS feed, and the extra time in your day that wasn't wasted listening to unrelated ads. It's probably less than the tip for your last meal, and it's the collective power of small contributions that ensures the Carlwood can dedicate the necessary time to making great shows and provide the finely tuned first hour for everyone else. So just sign up at thehiresidechatsplus.com, read through the frequently asked questions page for information on the best ways to listen on your devices, and enjoy the ride. And since our humble host never wastes your time reading copy for NatureBox or Audacity, maybe you have an extra minute to share the show, review us on iTunes, follow THC on Facebook and Twitter, or help with any of the other half a dozen annoying things that must be done for a podcast to stay on top in this dog-eat-dog world.